Last week's Jobs Forum focused on Australia's manufacturing sector, which has been contracting in recent times, loss of more than 100,000 jobs over the last year. The forum was held because manufacturing unions pushed their case with the government. Well, now big business wants to get into the action, and a number of large manufacturers, including Amcor, BlueScope Steel, CSR, Boral and Rheem, have set up a new industry coalition to push for more flexible IR laws and a deferral of the carbon tax until the rest of the world also takes climate change action. One of Australia's senior businessmen, Dick Warburton, is the group's inaugural chairman. He told our political editor, Alison Carabine, that manufacturing in Australia will be severely threatened unless more is done to make this sector more globally competitive.
I would like to believe the future is at least remains as strong as it is and perhaps even thrives more, because it's a very important part of the diverse economy that we have. If it was allowed to diminish over time, then we would finish up being left with just financial services, tourism and agriculture, because at some stage the resources boom will end.
Do you really believe that manufacturing could disappear from Australia's economic landscape?
Look, it will never completely disappear. It would be a fallacy to say that. But it's a bit like the boiling frog syndrome. If not proper attention is paid to things like anti-dumping, productivity, tax reform, IR reform, product innovation, then gradually you'll start seeing job losses, you'll start seeing plants close, and before you know where it is, instead of representing about 8.7% of the GDP, you're down to 6% or 4%, and we'll wake up one day with a loss of a very important part of the diverse economy of Australia.
Well, one of the founding members of Manufacturing Australia is BlueScope Steel, one of the beneficiaries of a $300 million lifeline to help the steel industry become more innovative and more competitive. Doesn't that show the government is sympathetic to the plight of manufacturing?
Yes, it does, and I know BlueScope are very thankful for that lifeline, extremely thankful. But it's going to need more than that over time. It sounds like the old handout all the time. That's not the case, but it is going to need a lot more than that. And it's a whole combination of things. It's not just one thing alone that's going to assist manufacturing in Australia.
The steel assistance is linked to the carbon price that will be voted on this week in the lower house. The opposition will vote against the steel handout because it's also against the carbon price. Now, you've been trying to round up business support for the opposition's direct action plan. Are you advising Tony Abbott to rethink his opposition to the steel industry support?
No, I'm not going to advise Tony on that at all. But I am going to continue to talk that the carbon tax in its current form is not in assistance to Australian manufacturing generally. It is not being taken up by other countries overseas. And as long as that happens, then we are going to be at a competitive disadvantage. And the signs are that it's not going to happen overseas, certainly for quite a considerable period of time. And therefore, why are we putting ourselves at such a disadvantage when we're not going to have very much emission protection anyway?
The clean energy bills will, in all likelihood, clear the lower house this week, but do you believe it is a foregone conclusion that the tax will be introduced as scheduled on July 1 next year, or is there still a chance that it could be deferred?
Well, I think the numbers will tell you that it probably will go through. It'll go through the lower house probably. That seems quite clear. And, of course, once it gets to the Senate with the current makeup of the Senate, it'll definitely get through the Senate. But I'd like to continue to work with many others. This is not just me personally. This is the majority of people in Australia, both in manufacturing and smaller industries, saying that we should be deferring this tax until the rest of the world shows signs of coming along with it too.
But aren't you just delaying the inevitable?
Oh, we'd like to, well, maybe delay the inevitable, but we'll also get a better understanding of just what is going on with the climate.
So you don't believe the science is settled?
It's definitely not settled. And I'm not saying, I'm not a denier in that sense. I'm just saying it is not settled. The models that suggested that the temperatures would rise with the rise of carbon dioxide after the last decade just have not happened. Now, maybe they'll come back in line with the models, but they're certainly not in line with the models at the moment.
Dick Warburton, as a former chairman of the government's Board of Taxation and a senior businessman, you had a close involvement with the introduction of the GST. The Howard government was able to overcome initial public hostility and introduce the GST in 2000. What do you believe John Howard did in the lead-up to 2000 that Julia Gillard hasn't been able to pull off 10, 11 years later?
Well, it's quite a significant difference. And one factor that is clear, it takes a long time to pull the people along with this. I mean, the GST was 15 years in the consultative phase. The carbon tax is one that people voted on only a year or so ago against the carbon tax on the basis of the government, and then 6 weeks later they were being told that we're going to get a carbon tax. What Howard did was have lengthy discussions, lengthy consultation processes, and then put it to the Australian people. That is not happening with the carbon tax.
And that's a fatal mistake by Julia Gillard?
I think it's a fatal mistake to or her government's longevity.
Another issue Manufacturing Australia will be advocating will be more flexible industrial relations laws. Is that code for a return to statutory individual contracts?
Not necessarily. What we certainly discussed as the Manufacturing Australia was that we really should be looking at least a partial return to where we were before this new Labor government came into power. And we would like to be part of those discussions.
Are you disappointed neither side of politics is willing to embrace substantial workplace reform?
No, I'm very pleased that we're going to get workplace reform. In fact, it's one of the things I believe very strongly in and fought strongly for in past years. But it's got to be done in a sense that gives flexibility to business to be able to handle these reforms in a timely fashion.
And do you think that flexibility can be achieved by working within the Fair Work Australia Act, or does that need to be amended?
Well, I'm sure it's going to have to be amended to get the sort of flexibility I'm talking about, but I'd like to believe we could work within it, but in conjunction with the government, with unions, with industry and the community at large.
Well, finally, Dick Warburton, as one of Australia's most senior businessmen, how debilitating do you believe the latest round of leadership speculation sweeping through the government? Is that an irritant to business?
Well, it just gives more uncertainty to the whole structure of what's going on, and uncertainty is something that concerns all of us in business, and it's very, very uncertain times. It's just amazing that people are even thinking again of another change.
Would you like the Labor Party to sort this out once and for all?
Well, I'd like them to, but over the last few years they haven't shown much evidence that they've been able to do that, but I certainly would like them to.
Are you suggesting that maybe business has lost faith in the government?
Not so much lost faith, but I think they would like to see a far better consultative approach. That's what was sadly missing in the discussion on the mineral super tax. It was sadly missing on the carbon tax. This is something that the business would like to see the government work much more vigorously upon, rather than just coming out with statements and going ahead with them with none of that consultation.
That's Dick Warburton, the inaugural executive chairman of the new lobby group called Manufacturing Australia. He was speaking with our business editor, Alison Carabine. And Dick Warburton is also the chairman of the Westfield Retail Trust. It's 9 minutes to 8.